I saw this and I was like, what? Jeremy wrote this up for PC Perts, the Acer Predator Z850 gaming projector, a real mobile monitor, 1920 by 720, which I'm not too thrilled about. But Jeremy says that is a small sacrifice for what this projector is capable of. The minimum throw of the projector, that means how far it can be from the screen or the wall if you're traveling, is 18.5 inches. Basically, in this case, a little bit less, a little bit shorter than the distance between my face and my monitor. And at that distance, 18.5 inches from the wall, it projects a 120 inch screen. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
You know, the downside, having seen these a lot at CES and in some fairly high-end home theater shops, you know, short throw projectors are kind of the future of home theater projectors because they allow you to put the projector very, very close to the wall, you know, build it into a cabinet, put it up on the ceiling in a way that, you know, when people walk across the room, they don't block the video signal. Not hugely thrilled about the 1920 by 720, which is a 24 by 9 ultra wide HD resolution, but there are worse things in this world. But seriously, 120 inch screen from 18.5 inches is badass. 3000 lumens, which is excellent in terms of the lumen count. The 100,000:1 contrast ratio is more about flipping, doing creative marketing math. But what's really nice is they're saying the laser diode lamp give you 30,000 hours, which is huge, an incredible length of time for a projector lamp. The downside is you're looking at an MSRP of $4,999.
Yeah, so, that, you think that's a negative? You think that's a little steep for most people's budgets?
Well, I was on an email thread with several people that waited outside of their local Tesla store to pre-order the Model X, which is somewhere between $130,000, depending on how you configure it right now. The news this morning had, I was in a diner and they actually had shots of people basically camping out in front of the Tesla store. So there is certainly a market for $5,000 projectors if people are, you know, waiting in line to spend $100,000 or $130,000 on a car. I just don't happen to be part of that market right now. Hopefully the MSRP is going to be closer to, you know, $4,000. The street price will be closer to $4,000 than $5,000. But that is a healthy chunk of cash.
Jeremy pointed out on our podcast last night that one of the benefits of this is that you can take it with you. You don't have to worry about replacing a bunch of light bulbs because of the laser diode in there, right?
Yeah, but, you know, a light bulb, like, you know, the factory light bulb on my projector was supposed to last 2,000 hours, lasted over 5,000, and cost me like $200 to replace. Now, that was 30% the cost of the projector, right? Because I bought it refurbished, and it was like $675 or something like that.
Right.
You know, the bulbs aren't that expensive. Now, you know, if you think like, you know, okay, if maybe they're $300 bulbs and you don't have to replace them for 8 years, that certainly there's some math there. But in my personal experience, and, you know, I think the quality of electricity and the number of hours you use your projector are dramatically going to impact this. I've found that bulbs last a lot longer than they are expected to. And there are some quality manufactured bulbs that are actually from the appropriate manufacturer you can pick up, because third-party projector bulbs can create some really serious issues with your projector, because there are some really crappy third-party bulbs for sale. But in my experience, the cost of the bulbs was considerably lower than I had anticipated it to be. You know, at this point, I'm close to, I don't know, 7-8 years of ownership of a projector, maybe longer, and I'm on my second bulb, which means I'm still, you know, for my 100-inch 1080p projection screen, I've still spent 30 or 40% less, including the cost of the bulb that I put in there, than a 55-inch HDTV would have cost me.
Sure.
When I bought the projector. So,
yeah.
You know, and, like, there's people out there that are going to want it and have the money. I can get it. It should be pretty nice. You know, if you have that I'm kind trying... of money, you can also get some world-class 1080p or 4K projectors that actually broadcast in 1080p or 4K.
The resolution is odd, right? It's a 24:9 aspect ratio, which is like compelling in some ways, but obviously, yeah, the 720 height issue there is definitely noteworthy. We haven't figured this out yet, but they claim to have an adapter that will enable 1080p lossless wireless streaming. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that's 1080p into the device that then gets down converted to 1920 or like 1280 by 720 for output. But we're trying to figure that out still as well. I'm trying to get one of these in for review because it just sounds really interesting to me. So we'll see what they come up with.